Dalton Oki for the Harbor Beach Pirates had two.
It's been fairly even in every single aspect. As you can see, the stats are not far off from that. And the score only at 24-20. We expected a close one. Vegas has the odds at 4.5. We're exactly at that right now at 4. So we'll see what the second half has for us. As it's the gym still packed here. It feels great to have a full gym on a Friday night. It feels like the old days here, John.
I don't see anyone getting up to even get some popcorn.
I'm not sure why you'd leave the game at this point.
You get up, you're going to lose your seat.
2 minutes away from starting the second half, you're tuned to the WLEW Sports Network. We return with the second half right after this.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
From the premier truck dealer of the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Just when we thought last month's deals couldn't get any better, the Graf family has done it again. Right now, if you qualify for GM employee pricing, you can save $13,500 on select 2014 Silverados.
$13,500 off on a new pickup means you get a lot of truck for the money, like a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab with the All-Star Edition package, four-wheel drive, loaded for only $30,350. That's over 30% off the sticker price.
But you better hurry for the best selection. With the GM discount, package savings, trade assistance, and owner loyalty cash, the savings add up to $13,500, and that means their 2014 Silverado inventory won't last long.
This just in, GM has extended auto show bonus cash, which means an additional $500 on select 2014 models through February 9th. That means up to $14,000 in savings on a new 2014 Silverado.
With a great Graf deal like this, why would you go anywhere else than Graf Chevrolet Buick and Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb? Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
And on to the second act. Harbor Beach leading by 24-20. Sandusky with the first possession. Brandon Potter goes up for the layup, and they can't get this one to fall. Rebound goes to Dalton Oki, and here come the Pirates. Josh Shelke into Oki. He can't hang on to that one. Finally gets a hold of it in the corner, or to skip pass to Seltz in the right wing, or to Shelke left wing. Trying to feed it into Oki. Instead, they go to Seltz, top of the key for a three. Rebound Sandusky after it does not fall. Tipped out of bounds on the long pass all the way across the court, intended for number 33. Lisecki goes out of bounds. Last touch by Seaman. Sandusky will get the ball inbounding on the sideline right in front of their own bench with 7:25 left in the third, trailing Harbor Beach 24-20.
Cody Seaman's showing a lot of speed to get to that one.
Lisecki over to Stone against Seltz. DeCam back in the game. Oki back in the game. The big men for each team. DeCam now within the left corner.
DeCam will trigger a tray out there also.
Hale dives into the lane, goes up from the right side, and this one falls for two. Danny Hale picks up right where he left off. He has 14. It's a two-point game, 24-20. Seaman gets in a little trouble, and he actually traveled with it once the double team came in right at the free throw line and turns it over. And it'll be Sandusky ball. Trailing by only one possession, 24-26. Looks like he gets the inbound. Guarded by Devin Lemanski. Over to Danny Hale, right wing extended. Guarded by Josh Shelke from 6 feet. Starts his dribble. Left-handed. Goes all the way over to the left wing. Picks up his dribble there. Hands it off for the three from number 45. Is no good. Josh DeCam. And rebound Harbor Beach. Josh Shelke calling out the command. 6.5 left. Dives into the lane. Jump stop. Goes up for the layup. This one can't fall. Rebound by Dalton Oki, though. He can't hang on to it. And finally, a whistle, and it will be Sandusky ball. Foul goes against Josh Shelke. Bodied up on the rebound. That is the first team foul for St. Harbor Beach in this half.
That's Josh's first personal also.
Two-point game. Sandusky with 22, Harbor Beach with 24. The Redskins with the ball. 6:15 left in the third. Hale, left wing, being guarded by Schelke. Back up to the top to DeCam. DeCam to Stone, top of the key against Seltz. Both about the same height. Lasecki tries to feed, extend the skip pass over the right corner to DeCam. Back up to Stone, top of the key. Starts his dribble, now Potter with it left wing. Over to Hale, nice flex offense here from the Redskins. Good defense, though, from the Pirates. DeCam against Oki, top of the key. Over to Lasecki, right wing. Screens coming across the lane, nothing there. Stone feeds it into Hale. It goes up and looks like Schelke got a piece of it and brings in the rebound, and it's Harbor Beach ball.
The flex is like a box with a lot of undercuts and also a lot of down screens.
Schelke for three. This one's way short, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Dalton Oki. It'll be Sandusky ball.
Theoretically, on the flex, you either get a layup or you get a 16-foot of the corner of the elbow of the free throw line extended.
We watched the Peck Pirates run that to a T in this gymnasium. Still 24-22, Harbor Beach by two. With 5:11 left as Hale drives into the lane, and he draws the foul. We have a whistle and two shots coming up for Danny Hale. These will be his first of the night. Goes against number 40, Cody Seaman for Harbor Beach, his second, team second. And at the line is number 11, Danny Hale. He has 14 points in the night, all probably within, I'd say, 8 feet of the hoop. First free throw is up. This one's rims from the right to the left. It bounces out, no good.
Danny Hale shooting from the foul line, 67%, so you're really kind of hit and miss on that one. No pun on that one.
So say if he makes two more, he might make two?
That is
That's how stats work, right?
Mathematically correct.
As the second one falls. And we have a one-point game, 24-23. Cody Seaman with it, dribbling right through the middle, breaks the press over to Devin Lemanski, and we have a kicked ball by Potter. It'll be Harbor Beach ball on the baseline, left side of your radio, in the white jerseys, orange numbers with black outline. Sandusky in all black with red outline of their numbers and name, then black numbers, actually. Seaman tries to inbound it, and we have a whistle. And it appears to be a technical foul against number 11, Danny Hale. Not sure what was said, not sure what was done.
There was nothing said. He probably broke the plane of the baseline on the inbound, and he probably had made contact with the ball.
First free throw from Austin Seltz, no good, off and short to the right. So it remains a one-point game. So that'll be the first foul against Danny Hale as the second one falls for Austin Seltz, and is back to a two-point game, 25-23. Talk about defensive matchup today. Thus far, we've played 3 minutes into the third, and the leading team has 25 points. Cody Seaman into Josh Schelke right at the timeline, dribbles across, and gives it back to Seaman, top of the key. Schelke goes to the left wing, Seltz to the right, and they give it out to Schelke. Screen comes from Seaman.
Oh, that was a nice hedge.
And Hale swipes it away from Schelke. Here comes the transition. It's one on two. Hale goes up for the basket, and he is fouled. He goes to the line for two shots. Fouls against Cody Seaman, and suddenly he has three fouls. Danny Hale goes to the line for two shots. Went one for two on his first trip. Third team foul for Harbor Beach. And the first one's no good off the back of the iron. So he's one for three thus far.
Defensively, Danny Hale earned this opportunity at the foul line. That was a nice hedge on that when he anticipated where the ball was going to go and made it very difficult for the offensive team to complete. That's why the steal occurred.
Second free throw is good. He's 50% from the line, two for four in the night. He has 16 points. 1 point game, 25-24. Seaman against DeCam, and now has to actually throw it away as he is on the floor and he is hurt. He can barely get up, and now he can't put pressure on it. And there's the whistle. He's going to have to come out. A recurring hip injury for Harbor Beach. And Brady Kirsch comes in to replace him. He's walking off under his own power. And that will probably be the last we've seen of Cody Seaman on the night. Brady Kirsch inbounds this one 90 feet from their own hoop, and Devin Lemanski.